I'm Aaron Foster, and welcome to my locker. I got, you know, shoes, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Got deodorant. I got the spray. I got the sticks in here. Oh, you know what? This might be interesting. So, this is a picture of Earl Campbell that he sent to me and signed. That's pretty cool, so I keep it in here. Something just as interesting is a toaster oven. You know what I mean? So, this is where I do all my cooking. You know, some people like the cafeteria food. I, myself, like to prepare my own meals. I'm a big oatmeal guy. So, oatmeals and cherries might be my favorite one. So, yeah, these are the game shoes right here. I get them customly painted because, you know, I'm not with anybody. Oh, this is actually a chopped up body. This is actually Philip Fulmer. Tennessee, they send a whole bunch of gear and stuff like that each season for the guys that are in the NFL. And, yeah, man, so I highly appreciate that from the old alma mater. Oh, a little plug. Got some chia bars, man. All right. And that concludes this session of What's in Your Locker. So, you know, stay classy, San Diego.
Probably one of the more interesting What's in My Locker segments, I have to say, we've done this whole year.
Yeah, I mean, toaster oven in the locker, and Dwayne Brown and a couple of the other players told me they don't mind it at all. The aroma is kind of nice because the rest of the aroma that filters through the locker room, not so nice. So they like the toaster oven, actually.
Yeah, well, it's pretty fun to watch him cooking his little lunch there every day. Well, no, you haven't commented on my pink. Do you know why I'm wearing pink tonight?
I know why you're wearing pink, and I'm going to wear some, too, when I change for the game. So we love this.
Okay, and we're doing it because it is the Pink Ribbon Night, Breast Cancer Awareness. And as the Houston Texans always do, they're big supporters in the community, and Kareem Jackson in honor of breast cancer awareness. And, of course, his mother has a tie to it, did just that this week.
Well, he surprised a breast cancer survivor, and it was a really special deal. Let's take a look.
How you doing?
Hi.
I'm Kareem, and I play with the Houston Texans. So.
I had a conference call. I had my notepad and my phone with me just in case we were going to schedule something afterwards. And I walk in and all of my coworkers and, a Houston Texan was here thinking there's no way. Okay.
Very exciting. You know, anytime we can honor, you know, women like Laura, you know, especially in their fight against cancer, and just kind of let them know, you know, everything's okay. You know, definitely now that she, you know, she's beating breast cancer, you know, just kind of, you know, help keep her spirits up and, you know, give her something, you know, like I say, for her fight of breast cancer and, you know, let her know that, you know, we're all here for her.
I mean, going through this, I really had no idea what was going to happen, but it just shows this is really my family, my support. They were there with me over the last 18 months when I couldn't make it or I just didn't feel well. And so great that they were here to see this surprise.
I understand you just beat breast cancer, and you know it definitely affected, you know, my household as a kid. I was young, but at the same time, I still understood that, you know, my mom was going through some things and having a tough time. So to be able to, you know, go out on Thursday night and, you know, wear the pink for the world to see and let everybody know that I definitely support it.
I'm so excited. My son he's 6 years old. He just started flag football. So he's going to be so excited to be watching the Texans.
And Laura Holmes at the game tonight, that's special. Look, the whole month is special because everybody has a story of cancer in their lives, people close to them. And I think it's a month that just creates a lot of awareness, no matter what kind of cancer you're talking about, no matter what kind of illness you're talking about. And it's important that we pay attention to these kinds of things.
Yes, it is. All right, we have to take one final time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, it's Dear Drew, Mark's favorite segment. Stay with us.